This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome back. It is Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Emphasis on the Fritz. In for Spike Eskin today alongside, of course, Ike Reese, as we are live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Graduation parties are always better at Chickies and Pete's. Book your graduation party online at chickiesandpete's.com.
I didn't realize it until OG said it. And then I just heard you say it. You don't have to say you're in for Spike. You're not in for Spike.
Yeah, but I'm in for sort of.
No, the show is the show. Spike's just not here.
All right. So it's Ike and Fritz.
Yeah, well, it's Ike, Spike, and Fritz, and Spike is out.
Yeah.
But you don't have to say I'm in for Spike.
Okay.
Is what I'm saying.
I'm not here to live in a 125-pound guy's shadow. You know what I mean?
Am I in for Jack?
Yes, you are in for Jack.
Yeah.
I'm in for Jack, who's also here.
Correct. Thank you for clarifying. Are your shoes still on back at the station?
They are fully on.
Did you steal one of your friend's milk and the last of the Rice Krispie treats and not replace either one of them?
I sure did.
Wow.
Okay, this guy, roommate of the century.
Wow. Boss. Rice Krispie treats and milk?
No, not Rice Krispie. No, Rice Krispie cereal, not the treat.
Oh, my bad. I got them all mixed up. Still eating cereal, eh?
Yeah, really.
What's wrong with cereal?
No, nothing.
Yeah, it's pointless.
Nothing.
But
it's pointless. It is. Cereal's a good snack.
Yeah.
Cereal's a good snack.
Doesn't get you out of bed.
Yeah. No, you're right.
All right. Well, let's go to the phones first before we everyone can't wait for this one. Before we get to Everyday Eagles. Aaron's in Mount Airy. What's happening, eh?
What up, fella?
What up, eh?
Yo. Man, I'm mad that Spike's not here because I got to address that Bryce Harper hit my pit. You know, Spike, he always got to take the soft way out. I'll get to that at the end of the call. But this is why you got to love Elliot. Because he was on the who we signed last year, the linebacker.
Devin White.
He was on that train last year. Now he's going to be on the Bryce Up train. So if the pass rushers aren't pass rushing, he's going to be on the heat. Every day he's going to drop. And I listen to podcasts every day. Every day he's going to drop a podcast about we shouldn't have traded Bryce up. But when we drafted Jahi Campbell, what was he saying about Jahi Campbell?
He's a pass rusher.
There you go. So if you believe we're not going to draft a linebacker that high unless he's a pass rusher, why are you worrying about someone that you knew had no future here with the Eagles? Bryce Huff had no future here with the Eagles.
None.
He was deactivated. If you get deactivated in the Super Bowl,
it's pretty much a wrap. Yeah, it's pretty much over.
Hold on. The Eagles signed Josh Uche. He was also deactivated in the Super Bowl.
But not by the Eagles.
I know, but still.
It's different.
He's gone from Kansas City.
Yeah, and guess
at the point is that yeah, you're gone if you're deactivated during the Super Bowl.
It's fine. I'm just saying he's like their fourth edge rusher right now.
Okay, go ahead.
Yo, and then another thing. And I love LeBron hate, right? I love him because y'all always come back around.
Yep.
You gave Kobe Prosper saying, yo, bring me some talent. I'm about to get it.
I know.
That's right.
But when LeBron said, you know what? Give me Amari Stoudemire. He's like, nah, we don't really want to pay that.
Mm-hmm.
Crap, my headphones keep dying. He's like, nah, we don't really want to pay that money for Amari Stoudemire. We're going to keep J.J. Hickson. Michael Reed don't want to come to Cleveland. So what's LeBron supposed to do? Feel what I'm saying? You'll always come back around. Eventually.
Come on, Kobe's about to be a Piston.
Nope.
He's about to be a Piston.
It was never going to be a Piston. It was just a tactic to get the organization to get off their butts and do something.
What do you want LeBron to do? Stay in Cleveland his entire life?
I'm okay. Yeah. He left Cleveland. He went to Miami. Those two rings don't really matter. They want them. He won them. They don't matter. They won. He won.
Oh, but the one that he lost, that one
there. I wasn't impressed, but he won in Cleveland, and I was impressed with that one. I was impressed.
What about the bubble title?
That's not even a real title, the bubble title.
Yeah, we don't care about the bubble title, but...
See, even that's just a LeBron fan who said that.
But we only haters, right? And it's okay to be
I'm a certified hater. Yeah, I'm a certified LeBron hater.
I don't get mad at people who, we need sports take, but it's a little overrated about how great D-Wade was with LeBron. It's a tad bit overrated about how great he was.
Show LeBron how to win. He taught LeBron how to win.
Everyone got to show someone how to win. He didn't have Phil Jackson, because without Phil Jackson, Kobe Bryant didn't know how to win.
Okay.
Listen.
Okay.
I was talking about Chuck, you says every now and then.
Yeah.
We need some players with some,
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
They got records. Yeah, they got a record. Yeah, they need some players with got a little record or two.
Yeah. So, I equate it to like this. If you grew up at any time of your life going to club, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're in the club, and no one likes to get their sneaks stepped on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not condoning this behavior. Even if you're not at a club, you're just out somewhere. I'm not condoning the behavior. But you're in the club, you're out somewhere, and someone steps back or walks by you, and they step on your sneak, and they don't say nothing to you.
Mm.
And you're like, yo, bro, you stepped on my sneak. But it's going around, you might have a little sunshine in you. And now you don't say, my bad, bro. Now, because you just disrespect me, we got a squabble. It's not really about the sneaks. It's about you disrespecting me, bro.
Yeah.
So it's like this. And I'm not condoning that behavior. But it's like this. Even if it was not intentional, it still hurt the same. So
damn you, right.
and I don't like if a player hits a home run, then the pitcher wants to throw out. I don't like that.
That
baseball. Because you're being soft. But if you hit my, even if it's unintentional, it don't matter. It still hurts.
The Braves would have understood it.
Yes.
They would have understood
it. There you go. You got to hit somebody. You just got to hit somebody. But we're so damn soft. The Phillies are so soft as a baseball team. We got nobody who's willing to throw a punt. Even though they don't play in baseball, they just go to the center, middle of the mound.
Would have loved to seen it. Would have loved to seen it.
We don't have that type of player on the team. And it sucks, because this is Philly. And your best player just got hit. You got to retaliate. Even if you don't hit the player, knock him on the ass. We don't have a Roger Clemens who's willing to go out there and throw it at your chin. We ain't got that type of pitches. That
Pedro Martinez, Pedro would throw at you. You know
he'll hit you right in the red and say, "What's up?"
Yep.
We don't, and it sucks that we don't have that type of player on the team. Because Bryce Harper, he crosses the plate and I said to Jack, why isn't he's protecting the elbow? They got surgery repaired. Why aren't you your elbow?
I just don't think he's comfortable with it, but yeah.
Well, get comfortable.
Maybe he will now. Maybe he will now.
Yeah, you're crowding the plate. Like, Barry Bonds crowded the plate, and what he did?
Well, he had a
He was up there with a goalie outfit on.
you got to protect your best player. You got to protect him. I just got an alert saying that he said, I don't know whatever. Well, he's a little dramatic. You got LeBron in him. He's a little dramatic. I don't know if I'm...
Well, hold on. He's missing three straight games, and he might miss the entire weekend. I mean, that's a... I mean, I think he wants to get out there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course. But, yeah, like, you got to protect your players. There's something else I had to hit on, but I can't remember right now.
Well, who's your least favorite Philly athlete of all time, Aaron?
And I was thinking, I couldn't think of one on least favorite. I got to go to my dad hate him. What's that center? Matt Geiger.
Matt Geiger.
Matt Geiger.
Matt Geiger.
Hey, man.
Appreciate the phone call, Aaron. Hey,
Matt Geiger used to be in the clubs with us back in the day, man.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Matt Geiger, man. Matt Geiger liked his coffee black, man. Did I say that out loud?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
So I was trying to think off the top of my head which big Sixer center came to my elementary school.
Was it Matt Geiger?
Todd McCullough.
Todd McCullough.
I can't. Man. The days of the Todd
McCullough.
The days of the Todd McCulloughs, the Greg Ostertags, those kind of centers. They're strictly out there to set screens and rebound.
Well, the funny thing is, that's what Jokic looked like.
Yeah, he looks like
before it. Before I actually saw him play.
And he touches the basketball. And he's like a 7-foot Larry Bird, you know? I mean, it's, yeah. Jokic is certainly not the Todd McCullough.
No, Greg Ostertag. Yeah, he's not either one of those guys.
That's the NBA that Buzz wants back. That's his little rants yesterday. All right. Let's get to what we do now every day. We're now 97 days away from opening kick off against the Eagles, or between the Eagles and Cowboys. It's Everyday Eagles.
Everyday Eagles.
So turn the volume down on that thing.
Well, the board's been hot all week. We came back.
Forget how loud it is. My goodness.
I know. Got to pod that down a little bit. But so what I want to ask you today, and this is not coming from a place of dislike for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, God.
It's not. For as much as crap as I get, it's really just one player.
Love the Eagles, man. You love the Eagles.
I have an issue with what I don't believe is the truth. Okay. But either way.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day, whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar-added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Do you expect the Eagles to win a title in the next, another title in the next 5 years? AKA, would you be disappointed if they didn't win a title in the next 5 years?
This is an easy one. Yes.
And I think that's crazy.
Yes. 5 years, 5 months.
First off, that's what?
Yeah, that'd be
November,
like October, or November.
Yeah. I don't think you can win the title.
The point is that I don't need to expect it in 5 years. I'm expecting it next year.
No, like, listen, I don't know when we turned into entitled Title Town USA.
Yes,
but
I love this feeling.
Yeah, but we made the mistake after 17, where it's like, oh, now that Wentz is back, like we're They're a lock to repeat. They're a lock to go back. I'll take it when it gets there, but I think it's unfair to put expectation of you got to get, like, we just won another Super Bowl. That's crazy. Went 50-some years without winning a Super Bowl. And now
we broke that.
Now we're jumping on the you got to – it's the expectation to win a Super Bowl. I want them to win a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. I think they – but, like, to be disappointed, we used to do I'll take one title and give you the next 10 years off.
Yep. That's when we were a Super Bowl-deprived city. We moved on from that. 2 in 8 years, 3 trips in 8 years to the Super Bowl – come on, man. We don't even lose NFC Championship games anymore. Get that squad. They used to do that all the time. Yeah, we don't do that anymore. We expect to win the NFC title game when we get there, and we expect to go to the Super Bowl and win it. Why would I all of a sudden get to the top of the mountain as the best team in football with a top quarterback, a top running back, one of the best offensive lines? This is a – dude, we have a dream team. That's what we have. Yeah, I said it.
Uh-oh, cut that audio.
They've already won the Super Bowl. They've already won it, right? So when I say we got a dream team, I'm saying we have a dream team. I mean, we have a team that you fantasize about having this level of talent on the offensive side of football, just really on the offensive side of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
But then you talk about the young players that we have on defense that look promising. We're drafting linebackers in the first round. We're re-signing linebackers. Are you kidding me, man? This is a new Philadelphia Eagles team. This is a new era of football. And quite frankly, it's a new era of being an Eagles fan. The sooner you get on board with this, the better you're going to feel about this team, because we can now think about the unthinkable. We can think about the unthinkable. Which is going in back-to-back titles.
And being a dynasty.
Being a dynasty. Why can't we do it? Why can't we do it? The Chiefs have done it.
I know.
Why can't we do it?
It's just not our city.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's the way it used to be. That's the way it used to be. And if you really think about it, slowly but surely, over the last, 18 years, if I go back to 2008, when the drought was finally broken after 25 years of not having a title here, when the Phillies won the World Series. Now, we're not pouring out of our – it's not pouring out of our pores championships every year. But 2 with Villanova.
Now they count.
2 with – yeah, I'm just saying, championships are happening in the city. It's okay to believe that they're possible. That we don't have to – it's not a once-in-a-lifetime type of thing anymore. I don't believe that. We got a young football team that's very talented. We got the right combination, man. We got a young coach. Like, we got the right mixture set up, man, to own. This league is about to be ours. Ours, man.
See.
Ours.
I love the passion. Here's my thing.
Yes.
Is that I almost feel as if, not speaking for you, but no. But I think for
they would never want you to do that.
Well, I tried the other day. I thought we were back-to-back on the disrespect of Jalen. But I feel like there's a large portion of the city that hasn't enjoyed and moved on from this Super Bowl because they're like, well, now I need a dynasty. Now I need all – like the appreciate what you have.
Yeah.
Appreciate what you have. I think it's unfair to expect – another title in the next 5 years. You take one.
This is where you're not giving the fans enough credit. Seriously, and I'm not pandering. I think we have appreciated this championship. I think we have appreciated it, and we've reveled in it. We've enjoyed walking around saying we're defending Super Bowl champs. The idea of deciding which one of our Super Bowls was the best. And we didn't have these conversations before. So we have enjoyed that part of it, but here's where I can appreciate our fan base. They aren't content. They aren't saying what they do next year doesn't matter because they won the Super Bowl. So I love the fact that we are keeping the pressure on the club, that this isn't a kick your heels up and we'll accept anything that happens this year because we love you. You guys just won the Super Bowl. We're going to love you anyway. But guess what? The expectations don't change. And if other organizations can have desires of winning multiple titles, why can't we? the 2017 championship team, love them to death. They were our first. But they were never going to be able to sustain that. Forget about the quarterback situation. The other parts around the team weren't very good moving forward. We're set up. We're set up pretty good. We're set up pretty good. You realize we got a defensive player that, I mean, could be a franchise cornerstone type of player.
The first ballot Hall of Famer.
Man. Yeah. That's what Jalen Carter could be. Man.
I know. I'm saying. I feel like we're getting a little – putting the cart before the horse a little
I'm
bit.
I'm going to put the cart before the horse.
I can tell. And I got to be honest, you did all this thing about the new Philadelphia or whatever.
Yeah. I love it.
I miss the old Philadelphia.
Nah, man.
Yeah, I like the – I
love being a winner.
Nah.
You're a doom and gloom guy.
Nah, I like – this is not even like trolling.
Yeah.
I like a championship once every like 10 years.
Nah, hell no.
Yeah, I want the –
every 10 years.
I like the build-up, man. I like the build-up. I like the heartbreak. I like not getting over the top and then eventually getting over the top. That's my sport. Not my sport. Obviously, it's baseball.
I know what you're saying.
That's what I like.
Speaking of baseball, y'all can join the party.
Yeah, I hope so.
The other teams in the city, you're also free to win a title, too, if you want.
Now, I'll take a baseball dynasty. Okay. Don't get me wrong.
Say, if the Phillies win this year, you're rooting against them next year?
Exactly. Now, yeah, what are you going to do? What are you going to say? You're going to say repeat.
Listen, I've already accepted they're never winning a title while I work at WIP. There's a zero.
Oh, sure they are.
No, they're not. They will never give me that satisfaction of being able to puff my chest out. I'm going to get dumped on about Jalen for the rest of my life. Not that I'm upset. It's my quarterback.
What is wrong with
you? We're live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big games are always better with crab fries. Online at ChickiesandPete's.com, the official sports bar of your world champion. Maybe only one. Not world champion Philadelphia Eagles.
There you go.
On the other side, we'll get back to your phone calls on that if you want to chime in. But also, it's time.
So your question is what again?
Is do you expect them to win a title in the next 5 years?
Probably.
I mean. Again, I'll take one, but we don't need to put this heightened, we need to be a dynasty thing on the
Eagles. Oh, yes, dynasty.
Absolutely not. All right, on the other side, we'll award the belt. Also, Brandon Graham gave his take on the Bryce Huff departure.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Okay.
So we'll hear what NFL analyst Brandon Graham has to say about the Bryce Huff departure and, of course, all your phone calls. It is Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I'm not in for Spike today. I am the face of this show. We'll get to all that coming up next here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day, whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.